KB2H access listing.
Good morning, how are you? Name here is Alex, and over in Clemson. I don't know if I got your call and name there.
Calls are KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS.
Yeah, calls Kilo 4 Bravo Alpha November. Just finishing my first cup of coffee here in the office at home and waking up, I guess.
Yeah, I've already had, I'm on my second cup, haha.
Usually up about 5, so I would be, but this time I've been sleeping in this week. It's vacation week, so I've been trying to not get up at 5, which I didn't set an alarm, so that helps, but not always. Thursday morning I got up at 10 to 5 without an alarm. So.
Same thing here. I'm usually up at 5 o'clock and at the shop by 6:30. And go and do my thing.
Well, yep, well, that's good. Yeah, what kind of shop do you work at?
Oh, I'm an air conditioning guy. I do air conditioning installs and repairs and things. I work for a company down in Greenville, and I work for myself.
I have to keep you on the list of contacts. I had some work done not long ago on my unit, but it was under warranty. It's a Train 19, I think. But I've replaced a couple of minor things, contactors and capacitors myself over the years.
Yeah, it up here it's a little bit different. I was in Florida for about 20 years doing it, and you got to change your star components at least once a year because they get burned up down there.
I think it's all the cycling and constant running, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, here I've had two contactors in the, I want to say, for what I know about the unit, I've been here 12 years, and it was probably the 16-year life of the unit. And I keep a spare one just in case, because, I mean, the last time, of course, I had one fail. It was a July 4th weekend. It was a few years ago.
Well, if you change your own contactor or capacitor, make sure the wires go back on the right terminals. You know, just be careful of that.
I took photos of everything before I started, and I've actually got a printed copy of the schematic somewhere, but it's also in the door. But no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I make sure I isolate it. It's a 240, but my day job is quite a bit of wiring as well, if you will, but more analysis, I guess.
Like I say, just be careful. Make sure you pull your disconnect, shut your disconnect off and all that. Make sure you don't get shocked. Other than that, just be careful. You know, don't hook them up backwards because it won't run.
I've gotten hit one time because I was checking something hot, but I always keep one hand out of the cabinet. But it can be dangerous. Yeah, I appreciate that. I've gotten bit a couple of times by 120 and 240, but my old job, we had everything from 600 volts up, and that's the stuff you don't play with.
On your butt. Oh yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get another cup of coffee. I'll pick it up with you later. I'm here in Gurr, better known as Greer. I'm at my my home station right now, and the antenna's not way up in the air just yet. It's just kind of it's a temporary setup until I get something mounted on the house. So, but usually I'm in the mobile. I got to put one in my work vehicle at work, but I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. We'll see. All right, I'm going to set out of here for a bit. KB2HXS will be out of here for a little bit. Good to meet you.
Yeah, Dave, I had to put one in my work vehicle. I just used a mag mount, and I've got a Connect system, CS800D, the dual band antenna wire, and seems to work pretty well. I did notice the guy up there and sweep the antenna. I noticed it did something weird the other day, and it shouldn't be doing. So I wonder if that antenna's already bad. It's only five months old, so I hope not. But I just have a J pole up at Slim Jim copper pipe Slim Jim a buddy of mine gave me up in a tree about 10 feet. And then my personal vehicle, I have a permanently mounted antenna, so that's usually where I'm at too if I'm online or on the air. All right, well, have a good rest of your day. We'll catch you later. I'll be in the office working on a couple of repeater projects, I guess, for the local police and fire departments. I'm trying to wrap up some work. Fall season starts. 73 K4BAU.
All right, very good, sir. You have a good day. KB2HXS.